Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
And they will call for the tarp.
Oh, my Lord.
By the way, if they do come back and play, it's not like, oh, you have to get one out and the game's over. It's 4-4 in the 10th.
I'm still in shock that I'm still here.
We all play video games as a kid. Pause the game.
This ball hits on one hop off the wall. Here comes Owings with a winning run. And the Red Sox walk it off 5-4.
What was the time of game? 12 minutes?
According to the Belknap County Attorney's Office, Patrick Chung going to be arraigned on Wednesday on a cocaine possession. Now, the Patriots released a statement, Clinton.
You put out a statement earlier today. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
You had a lot to get going on.
Right now.
I just peppered these guys about you.
Oh, what are we doing, a roast here?
Woo! I got lots of jokes to tell!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
That's all I could think of when I heard the Chung story this morning. I said, oh my God, poor Burton. Burton is sweating bullets right now. He's freaking out.
Hey, Bill, anything else you want to talk about with Patrick Chung?
I can just see it right now. Okay, please release a statement. Please release a statement. So they did release a statement.
They did.
Obviously very short and just nothing really to it at all.
They never give you
a statement. No, but last week's was...
Today, anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all.
Gotta go there tonight, Burton. Gotta go there.
Do you want to help him? Do you want to help our boy Steve out?
We'll write a question. Before we're done with the show, we'll write questions. No, two questions out for Steve.
And we'll send it to him.
Question one.
Okay,
hey,
go.
Hey, Bill, have you ever partied with Chung before?
Yeah. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope. I wanted to say, have you ever Wang Chung before? Does everybody want to Wang Chung tonight?
There you go. Then we'll play music in the background.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Try to, like, take the pressure off
him. He's got
to
throw, like, so what's the deal with Chung and the Yale? It's got to be someone completely out of left field.
But see, Wiggy, that's the way he usually would ask her questions. Yeah. Hey, What's the deal with Chung and that
that book of sugar?
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, I didn't take him for one of those guys. You know, the Rastafarian, you know, that whole thing, sure, but the white powder?
Did you ever have trouble where he was sniffing the white on the field? Did you ever have him,
dropping his nose down
to
the
white? Or you could be like, you know you had LT. Is there anything you're talking to Chung?
Right,
he loves talking about LT. Yeah. That's perfect.
There you go. There's your ring.
Yeah. Don't even ask him about Patrick Chung. Just ask him about LT. Lawrence Taylor. When Lawrence Taylor was doing lines in the locker room and you caught him, well, what did you say? What'd you do?
What does Burton do? Does Burton ask him about Chung tonight or not?
Got to.
Huh?
No,
he completely avoids this one.
No. He's got to.
It was
no.
too awkward last time with Josh Gordon.
Boy, that Tom Brady still looks great, huh, Bill?
No. He's got to get it out of the way.
Oh, my God.
And God forbid it's because last week, whoo, boy, was he in a mood.
Well, see, the problems.
Imagine this one. Starters against starters.
He probably should wait until, like, the last question to ask Bill about Chung. If you are going to ask, you should have did it last week at Josh Gordon. Maybe you could soften him up a little bit.
So, wait, you think it's better if he you know, tries to give the, you know, your generic, hey, you know, Brady good, you know, 3-for-8, you know, pretty good for showing, and then go, oh, I forgot. What about Patrick Chung?
Right, because then when he shoots
you. Oh, my God, I totally forgot. Patrick Chung.
Well, that's why I put out the statement.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Well, because after that, then the other questions were even more awkward, and they were just regular game situations.
Yeah, because after that, how do you recover from that?
It's going to be good. It's going to be good tonight.
First half, are you pleased with the way your defensive line is able to go after the quarterback?
Yeah, we did some good things. We got some things that, you know, we need to do better. So,
Steve Burton is trending now.
Should be trending. I'm telling you. Halftime show tonight.
Man.
I will bet you anything. We'll get the ratings tomorrow. I will bet you anything that the halftime ratings are higher than the second half.
I will say this, though.
All right, second half.
Here's what usually happens.
Brady plays in the first half, right? First quarter, first half, the ratings will be good.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, not so good. Halftime, through the roof.
But here's the thing, though. Usually, in days like this, night games, Kraft Productions doing the game, Chad will be there, Rochi, Zoshi.
You'll be there.
No,
oh,
I will not
right.
be there.
You're not there
I'm
anymore.
Driving right through, right through. But that's usually, he'll meet with the guys now.
Right.
Or maybe, because, you know, sometimes it's the night before, like, but on a preseason game. The pre-production meeting, they'll usually meet today.
Did you get a copy of the statement?
Because when I was doing the show, I would have to go meet, and I'd have to leave the show to go do the meeting. And all this news was out there, so I can only imagine who drew the, you know, the shortest straw.
Right.
Probably Roach. Hey, Coach, just real quick, Patrick Chung. and he puts his head down, yeah, and then boom, boom. And, you know,
coach, could it be powdered sugar? Is there a possibility?
It's not going to be Chatham.
Chung did nothing.
Yeah. It's not going to be Chatham, and it's not going to be so.
Chatham's question would be like, you know, when they import a cocaine from Colombia, Pablo Escobar used to use submarine. And would he go into some long ass freaking explanation about coquina?
I want to give you a little glimpse here inside my notes. Those top three things that.
Yeah, he's Chatham sticking strictly to three techniques and five techniques.
Yeah, three eye. You know, there's a big difference.
Right. So everybody knows about the story.
Why don't you bring us all up to speed?
Everybody knows the story.
We just jumped in the cannonball our way into it.
So the grand jury up there in the Belknap region, is that what it is, in county up in New Hampshire?
Who?
The Belknap. I think that's what the county is.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We're trying to get the county. You wanted the information, right?
Yep.
Just do us a favor.
What?
Sit there and do what you do most days. Look pretty. Okay? Wiggy and I can handle the rest of it. By the way, Wiggy in today.
Wiggy.
For Lou Maloney. Wiggy in today. We don't know. Nobody tells us. The bouncing ball just goes from one show to the next.
And then I
asked him, is he with us tomorrow? Because Lou's off. And
he was.
No, I was originally.
Yeah,
he was.
No, I'm not. They're moving me to the morning show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Rush to the Yayo.
Is that what it is?
And I do have some advice for you.
Oh, good.
After looking at a bunch of tweets and pictures and comments from last night's Jimmy Fund, which we need to address after this.
We're going
to
try. We have 4 hours.
I have some advice for you.
Good.
And this is legitimate stuff because I care about you.
No, you don't.
This is legitimate advice.
No, you don't. You want to ridicule me. You want to make fun of me. You want to use it for the program.
I promise.
That's what it is. Why don't you make fun of Wiggy? Wiggy's gone after today.
I know what it is.
You don't have
me. I make fun of Wiggy all the time.
Okay, no, you don't. Stick together, all you football guys.
Oh, by the way, Fizzy does a terrible impersonation of you.
Yeah, he's
terrible.
He's trying.
No, he's not trying.
No, he's not. He's not trying.
He's not trying.
He was really
trying to ridicule you.
He would go full Wiggy.
Full Wiggy.
I do a full Wiggy.
He didn't want you.
Chrissy goes full Wiggy. Yeah.
He didn't want you.
Yeah, he
they don't want you. They're already trying to force you out.
Well, that's
you can see that.
Trying to do that with Brady.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Here's the Patrick Chung story. So the grand jury indicted a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a long list of people, and one of the names popped out that it was Patrick Chung, and it was listed out of the Laconia. What is it? The Sun, the Daily Sun, or whatever. It was listed as Patrick Chung from Laconia, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So we first saw this early this morning, and we're sitting there going, could it be the same Patrick Chung? Then we looked it up, and there were other Chungs in Laconia and in Meredith, and we did find out that he does own a home on the lake on Winnipesaukee in Meredith, New Hampshire. So now you kind of put the pieces together, and it does make a little bit more sense. But it's only the grand jury indicting, which means they can pass it along now, and the DA, the prosecutor, could take it and make it a legitimate case, all right? And he's going to get a hearing next Wednesday in which they'll possibly make that decision. So now we're getting a little bit more information. It turns out that in his case, it was possession of cocaine. We're finding out a little bit more. Apparently, his home up in Meredith had an alarm that tipped off, and they thought that somebody had broke into the place. There was nobody, apparently, from what we're hearing now. When we're hearing it... We're hearing it from sources now, so we have not seen the exact police report. But according to those sources, the alarm tripped off, the cops showed up, nobody broke in, apparently, and they walk in, and apparently they charged him, the homeowner, with possession of cocaine. Now, whether he admitted to the cops that it was his cocaine, which would have been pretty stupid, okay? Wait a minute. You know, the first thing you do is it's a vacation home. I get my boys. They show up, man. You know, they all show up. My guys,
he's a bright guy. Maybe it was an Airbnb. Maybe he'd rented it out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things you could do.
That's a good way to do it.
I mean,
I rent my house out.
I didn't even think about that until Christian brought that up.
That's a possibility.
That is a possibility.
So there's a bunch of excuses that you can think of. We don't know whether it was his or wasn't his or whatever. But he apparently was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found the cocaine, and obviously it must have been out on the table, maybe a little blade, a credit card, something accompanying it, because they can't
go through. Police are not rummaging through his closets and his drawers and that kind of thing without a warrant.
If you get the dogs, are like, some guy just happened to have a drug dog.
Here's his Super Bowl uniform. Yeah. Here we got it here. No, obviously it was out in total display. So he goes into court next Wednesday. Isn't he going to sit there? Unless he's already told the cops that it was his, which would have been dumb to do. Aren't you going to go in there next Wednesday and say, hey, I let people come in, their friends. It's a vacation home. It's not my home. It's not where my kids are. I wasn't there.
Right.
And that's what you're going to do.
And it's not like they found, like, you know, 17 kilos of coke.
Not that we know of.
And a big, you know, old school leather suitcase.
Who was the Dallas Cowboy lineman where they caught like 275 pounds?
Oh, you're talking about Nate Newton.
Nate Newton.
You know, what you have to think, so when you think about it, we know that it's not a lot because all we know is possession, right? We know that there's no possession with the intent to distribute or something like that. So it wasn't like it was a ton, you know, it was probably for, you know, somebody looking to do a couple rippers, and or they maybe did some
rippers.
And they left a little residue behind, and, you know, now you got the police come in, which is weird to me because usually if you have an alarm system, right, don't they usually call you when your alarm goes
off?
The alarm company.
So maybe they did call him
and say, "Hey, listen, your alarm's going off. You want?"
I get a notification on my phone as well.
You get that on your phone. Well, yeah.
So they probably did. And the only thing I would say is where he would be in some sort of trouble here is if he did communicate with the cops and say, "Oh, I forgot to put that away."
Right.
You know, that's where you get yourself into trouble. I think you can come up with a million alibis. I'm not naive enough to tell you that I know he wasn't doing it. We don't know whether he was doing it or not. And it was his. But, damn, you're going to make excuses up when the cops come in there because your alarm was tripped off. The first thing you're going to do is say, nope, not mine.
He might not even know about it. And do you think, like, and the thing about it is, do you even think when they go in there and they find this thing, the little bit amount of coke that, you know, we're speculating was on a table, because where else can it be? It has to be in plain sight for the cops to see. So we're probably figuring out. They then figure out, because when the cops go in, they don't know that this is Patrick Chung's home, right? They don't know that when their initial, you know, get called to the scene, all they know is there's a B&E at some house. And then they, you know, they probably get to him later on down the road and say, hey, this is a situation.
See, I think he can come up with a million alibis with this thing. I think he can sit there and say, the reason the alarm tripped off is my guys were all coked up, my boys, and they tried to get back into the place.
Incriminate that.
Why does it have to be his boys? There was a breaking. The alarm did go off. Somebody broke into his home. Maybe whoever broke into his home or tried to sneak into his house was, hey, listen, let me squat a little bit and let me do a couple.
Wait a minute.
You know?
You wait a minute.
It is Marriott. He's right in the lake.
Wait a minute.
It was crazy.
You got a place in Winnipesaukee. Is that a regular thing? People break into houses and do long
runs. It's like a hot tub hopping. You go from hot tub to hot tub. It's the same thing. Now let's pick that house in the corner. Do some lines up there.
We do know that a lot of junkies break into houses. So, I mean,
it is New Hampshire.
Right, it's not that outrageous to go that maybe some nutball broke in there, but you would think as soon as he breaks in, the alarm goes off, he takes off running.
But he's coked out of his mind. Yeah, he goes, true. Wow, he thinks he's in the club.
So I think you're right, though, Wiggy. Unless they found a bleep load of coke in that place.
Which they didn't. We know,
right,
we know
right.
that.
And he seems to have, whether it's the truth or not, he might be able to fabricate an alibi out of all of this. If that's the case, I don't think that the state has a really good case against them.
They have not.
And they may kind of drop this thing, and especially, you know, in this case, does it make any sense to go and get all of these headlines when in the end, the guy might be telling you the truth that he wasn't there, that it was somebody else who broke in or whatever. It doesn't make any sense. And there's a long list here in the grand jury. So the other question we have, and we're going to get to it right after the break, what does the NFL do about it? Because the NFL doesn't need convictions. We've seen that in the past. Right. Does the NFL look at this now? And we had Daron Harmon, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Was he trying to bring weed into the country or out of the country?
I thought he was going to, like, Costa Rica or something.
He was coming in from Costa Rica, right?
Somewhere.
I think he was coming in from Costa Rica.
He was traveling somewhere to an island.
And so he had it. The league never did anything. Now, that was marijuana versus cocaine. Maybe they treat that slightly different. We're not sure. But we'll get into that next, and we'll get to the phone calls. Is anybody concerned about this? I mean, if I'm the Patriots, I'd probably look at it and say, damn, Patrick, come on, man. You know, but is anybody really concerned that this is going to be a major issue?
The biggest issue is tonight at around 9 o'clock, halftime, 7:30 game, 8:30?
For Burton.
7:30 game, yeah.
I'd do some coke if I were Burton doing that.
I would be hammered.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up next, 617-779-7937. We got Wiggy today in for Lou.
Maybach music.
Knapp County Attorney's Office. Patrick Chung going to be arraigned on Wednesday on a cocaine possession. He was indicted on August 8th for an incident that happened on June 25th. Now, the Patriots, they
had released a statement, Clinton, but it was basically a statement saying they're not going to comment until the judicial proceedings are through. So that's where we are. You know, the Patriots have a game tonight, Clinton, against the Carolina Panthers. It's a preseason game. Obviously, this will be a topic of discussion. Patrick Chung was not at practice on Tuesday, and perhaps that was related to these latest developments.
In case y'all not going to decide to do the right thing, if y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy in the crew.
This is true.
Best advice in the world, yeah. Right there, Chris Carter. People laughed at it. The official statement by the New England Patriots is as follows. Very short. We are aware of the reports regarding Patrick Chung. We will not be commenting while his judicial proceedings take place.
I need to know who's going to be the fall guy.
End of statement. So you're right. If Burton asked a question tonight, hey, coach, you know, what about Patrick Chung?
Well, you did read the statement we had today, right, Steve? We had a statement out there. You did read it. Do you need a copy of it? We'll get you a copy of it.
So if that's true, they don't have to comment next Wednesday, mm-hmm. because all that is a hearing to find out whether we're going forward with a trial. And you're not going to get a trial, according to the scheduling in New Hampshire, until at the earliest next March. So they don't have to comment.
Right.
And so what does the NFL do? Does the NFL... What facts are they going to base any of this stuff on to give them a suspension? I don't think they can suspend them.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL can do anything, because we know, which, you know, with Goodell, he's all over the place. But one of the things that he said about the Tyreek Hill situation is we're not going to make any decision until there's some type of decision that's made in the court of law. Remember, Roger Goodell was saying that we're not gonna go crazy with this until we get all the facts and we understand there's a decision that's made in the court of law. And when you think about with this Patrick Chung situation, until this thing plays itself out legally, I don't think the NFL does anything. I think they just kind of sit back and they wait.
So Bill doesn't have to say anything until the judicial proceedings take place, which is next March.
We'd like for him to say
something. Tonight he does. Tonight he's going to make his first comment on making a no comment.
Well, a little.
We're going to step down.
All right, let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Jared is in Gloucester. First up today. Hey, Jared.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Christian. Hi, Jermaine. How are you guys
good,
today?
Good, bud. How are you?
No one ever calls you by Jermaine.
I wanted to comment on what you said earlier, Glenn, about you were kind of joking off the cuff of, oh, what are people having Meredith breaking into houses and partying?
It was a joke.
But that definitely happens all the time in these vacation home areas. I live on a private beach in Gloucester, and we live there year-round, and this stuff goes on all the time. Teenagers, drug addicts, they break into these big, rich people houses, and they party. They squat for a night, they go nuts, and then they leave.
Yeah, but wouldn't you?
I
figured I'd take my supply with me.
And you would think, like,
I would take it.
You would think you only have a little.
The cops are coming.
A little bit of time to party before the alarm goes off.
You want to leave something. Feel bad that you broke into the house. You want to leave something for the owners. Yeah.
Well, when you have an alarm, you only have 30 seconds before it goes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It certainly is. As Sam's in a car. Hi, Sam.
How you doing?
Hi, Sam.
I was listening to you guys laughing hysterically about this. You were really laughing and joking. I think it's tragic. It's human tragedy. You think Josh Gordon would want to do an interview with you guys laughing about human pain and suffering and tragedy?
Wait, hold on, Sam. We're not talking about drug addiction. We're talking just about cocaine and the situation. Josh Gordon would have a soft landing if he came on this show. It is funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Okay, we're not talking about
a specific person.
Sam, we don't know what happened.
What are you talking about?
Sam, apparently a house was his house, his vacation home. Somebody broke into it, right? We don't know if it...
How does Patrick Chung's mother feel right now? You think it's funny?
Yeah, but Sam, you also have to...
What? What are you talking about? But Sam, hold on. You
He's
know what?
Obviously
I,
affected
my guess
by
is
it.
You're affected by it. You're very sensitive, and yeah. I get that, Sam. Maybe it's you're dealing with it in your life, or you're dealing with a loved one. I get it. I get the sensitivity. We're making light of some of it because we don't know the details.
Right.
If Patrick Chung has a serious drug problem, obviously we're going to have a different take. My guess is he doesn't. Hold on, Sam. My guess is he doesn't. based on the fact that this guy's been extremely productive. He's always there every single day at practice.
And we've never heard anything about
him.
What? Josh Gordon.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up Josh
Gordon. We've heard about he's been suspended six times.
Everybody knows
this. There's a difference.
Everybody knows Sam. Everybody knows Josh Gordon has a problem.
It's heartbreaking. Tragedy. Yeah, but,
Sam. Well, hold on. What is heartbreaking about this situation, Sam? No. What is heartbreaking about all you know is that he has been indicted. We don't know if it was his. We don't know anything. So what's so heartbreaking about this?
You thought it was funny.
It was hilarious. Yes, it was funny. What's heartbreaking about it, Sam? What is heartbreaking about it?
You know anybody who's overdosed and died?
Okay, we get it. That's not what's... Forget it.
Patrick Chung did not overdose. Okay, Patrick Chung was not... hold on, Sam. Patrick Chung was not hauled into a hospital.
Will you just say goodbye to Sam?
Goodbye, Sam.
Honestly, it's like I can't... it doesn't matter what you say.
Because you don't like to talk to the people. You're not a normal person.
I do, but I don't like it
when
they just...
look at his shirt. Read his shirt over there. Read his shirt.
I can't see it.
Stand up, Wiggy. Oh, my God. Is that okay? Can you still stand?
I used to be a people person,
but people ruined that for me. That guy just ruined it for me.
The show will do that.
Why is everything a joke with you guys, though?
That's right. We're the funny show.
Listen, he's trying to compare this situation to a player like Josh Gordon, who's clearly had problems dealing with addiction throughout his past.
Oh, you think? Six suspensions? Yeah.
And we don't know anything. We don't even know if this is, like you said, Patrick Chung's. We don't know. It could have been a friend's. It could have been whoever. The thing that we know about this situation, which, yeah, it is kind of funny when you think about this situation here, what we're talking about. You look at it and you go, this guy has, somebody left a little bit of cocaine in his apartment. Somebody who was having a good time over there.
Oh, did you see this house? This is not an apartment. This is a big lakeside.
Beautiful lakeside house. Yes. We don't know if it was the person who did the B&E. We don't know if it was some friends. We don't know who it is.
It's not funny.
But cocaine is a hell of a drug.
But would we not be dealing with this much different if we were talking about learning that Patrick Chung had a serious cocaine problem?
Yeah.
And that it was...
Can we not make that leap? Because Sam Sam's taking that leap. So his feelings are so hurt.
No, but it's in
because
his life.
We were laughing about a make-believe situation.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, it's...
But there are people out there like Sam who think like that. Like, we've all been affected. I hate when people go, do you know anybody who's OD'd on drugs? Like, yeah, we all know people that grew up. We all got friends who probably are drug addicts, who've overdosed on drugs, who were in jail, who've died of gun violence. We all have those type of people in our lives that have dealt with these situations before. We understand that. But you can comment differently on every different situation. When you got people like Sam, it's like, oh my God, what's his mother going to think? I mean, she's probably
probably pissed. So but I would say laughter is the best healing medicine.
So laughter is the best drug.
Yes, yes. I'll give
that's
you any,
the drug like that I want more drug. Of.
It's the only drug I do. Jimmy Murphy tweets this out. Sorry to sound like Dan Shaughnessy, but if Patrick Chung was on the Chiefs, are the Boston media and Patriot fans brushing off his cocaine charge like they are today?
What's on your sports bucket list?
Well, you'd have some people who are, rump swabs of the Patriots who would sit there and do anything they can to find fault with a member of a player on another team.
No, we wouldn't.
You're going to get that. I would treat this no differently. We, again, do not know any of the facts of this.
You know why we wouldn't care? Because the situation has happened before. It happened with Odell Beckham when he had his whole thing in Paris. And he went over there, and there was the alleged white substance on the bed. He was with the girl. Guess what? Patriots fans were like, hey, there's a chance that the Pats could trade for Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about this. Like, it's the Shaughnessy thing, and I know, you know, Jim's trying to make the same comparison. Like, people do not care, regardless if this guy was a Kansas City Chief, if it was Tyreek Hill that they had no problems before, no domestic issues, and had some type of running, we wouldn't be like, oh, that guy needs to be out for four games. We wouldn't give a crap.
No, I don't think there's a track record here with Patrick Chung where there's been drug use. I don't know if he's in the NFL program. None of us do. But we have heard nothing about this before. So this might just be a random thing. It may be him. It may be friends that were, or it may be, as the guy from New Hampshire said, people break into the cottages up there and homes up there and do crazy stuff. We don't know quite yet. But the question I have is, does it really at this point make a difference? Are we going to make a big, huge deal about this? I think some people will. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Let's get you back to more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Every player, coach, executive is subject to the NFL's personal conduct policy, and Patrick Chung obviously is included in that. The first thing would be, you know, what does the league have to say? And that could lead to any suspension or anything along those lines. And then, of course, there's the team. You know, they don't have to wait for the league if they wanted to act in a certain way. But I will say this, the Patriots generally, you know, very supportive of players, and that they aren't one to make a rash judgment based on my history covering this team. They will sort of gather the facts, let the situation play itself out more often than not, than making a rash decision.
So, buddy, Mike Reese from ESPN, and the second part of it, he was right. I mean, you know Mikey, he likes to dot every I, cross every T, so he made sure that he told us that the team could do something, they could reprimand him, and then obviously he followed it up with logic and reasoning, and that is Patriots are not going to do this. They are not going to suspend him or do anything.
No, because that's going to be Steve Burton's question. Are you going to suspend Patrick Chung?
Well, you could ask that, but he should always. I would give Steve this piece of advice: always put whatever, however you start your question. Make
I
sure
would
you,
take tonight off.
Make sure you throw Lawrence Taylor. Make sure he's in that question.
Lawrence Taylor is a good way of expressing.
Yeah. But no, it's Lawrence Taylor and it's Mark Bavaro.
They were Bavaro never had any cocaine situations.
That's like true.
LT, we
That's
know
true.
Had some cocaine.
Well, LT's the perfect way to go.
Right, but the thing about this. This situation allegedly happened, what, June 25th, right?
Yes.
So they probably have known about this thing coming down the pipeline.
Well, unless he didn't tell them. That would be the one thing I think the Patriots would get pissed off at. Because apparently this grand jury indictment came out on August the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
The Laconia Daily Sun, you know, Moon, whatever it's called, they revealed it today. It came out today. So this is the first we're hearing of
it. But
did he tell them back on the 25th of June?
Well, maybe not on the day, but I think his agent or his lawyer would say, hey, listen, this is ultimately going to come down to you being indicted, right? Because it was found in your house. So there's going to be an indictment coming up, especially like you said, New Hampshire laws, they're very strict, this, that, and the other. So, hey, I would recommend that you would tell the Patriots this, even if it's a week later, a week and a half later, let them know so when it comes out, they're not blindsided.
So we've seen him around. He's been...
I would think he would
nobody
do that.
Plays right. None of these veterans play in these games anymore, preseason games, so you don't gain anything by looking at the fact that he hasn't played. But he's coming off of a shoulder surgery, right? Mm-hmm. And he has been on the sidelines. We've seen him. He's been talking almost like he's coaching on the sideline.
So it's not the headset on the other day.
Yeah. So the only time he's been gone was Tuesday, and I'm not sure whether that's even related. I mean, Mike Reese brought that up. He was not around for practice on Tuesday. Is that related? I don't even know. Let me just read what Let me just read what the indictment, how it reads. At the Superior Court, Holden and Laconia within and for, I won't read all the legalese for you. Patrick C. Chung, it's got the date of birth, of or formerly, of Meredith, New Hampshire, on or about the 25th day of June, 2019. What do you mean on or about? Why can't you, this is a legal document.
Details don't matter.
What are you talking about?
Maybe
legal
they
document.
Don't know.
Give me the exact date and the time.
They might not know the exact date.
In the county of Belknap, aforesaid, did commit an offense. One, Patrick C. Chung did possess or have under his control a quantity of the controlled drug cocaine.
Now let people know, when you say under his control, it doesn't mean on his person, meaning in his pockets, in his actual possession.
Could be in his car, could it be in his house.
Right. In this case, it's in his house.
Correct. And two, Patrick C. Chung committed the above act knowingly. Knowingly.
See, that's
so
where
he admitted to that then.
That kind of confuses me right there.
How do they know he knowingly did it?
So, because it could be, instead of saying, when the cops finally addressed it with him, instead of saying, no, somebody broke and entered my house, obviously, and triggered the alarm, and obviously it's their stuff, he must have given them at least enough to know that he knew it was there. In other words, it's my guys, my boys. Oh, my God. You know, I can't believe this. Whatever. Or unless, I can't believe he would actually say, oh, no, officer, that was mine. That was mine.
He's the fall guy for his friend?
That doesn't make any sense.
So that's all. That's the whole Chris Carter
thing. Ty Law used the cousin, if you remember.
He's the fall guy?
Yeah, you find a cousin very quickly.
Yeah, he got the short straw. Okay, so fine. So usually the guy who's actually playing with the money is never the fall guy.
Never the fall guy. I'm being told by one of these.
What do you mean I got to be the fall guy?
Right,
you guys are here to support me.
Right.
You're here on my dime. I flew you up here.
Right. This is your cocaine, not mine.
Right. That dead body in the bathroom, that's yours.
Right. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire. Stop laughing about this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's not a laughing matter. Jeez. Go ahead, Brian.
Number three.
Laconia Daily Sun, and I live in Laconia, Meredith. I have my whole life. I grew up on Lake Winnipesaukee. It's a beautiful area, but there is actually a really big, ugly thing about Lake Winnipesaukee is that in the past 2 or 3 years, drugs have absolutely...
He's going to give us the...
Still there, Brian?
Brian, you got to call. He's from New Hampshire, so if he's... See, I have my in-laws have a house up in Meredith. So I'm kind of down with the drug game up there in Meredith.
Okay, so you know the streets.
So I know the streets, and they're usually filled with moose, bears, and those are code words.
Okay.
See how I did that?
Drugged up moose, drugged up bear.
Code words.
No, it's like cocaine and heroin. You want some moose?
Yeah. You guys see any moose up here? So it's very tricky to navigate the mean streets of Meredith.
But
you go down to Meredith Center. We better be careful, right. Third Street.
you want an eight ball of moose? but we. No, I just want a half ounce.
No, I'm good. It's not just me.
But we clearly know there's an opioid problem, right, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah. So we know that.
Yeah, but we know that there's drug problems everywhere, right? Some places just higher than others.
All right, we got to address this other story out of Washington that makes no sense to me at all. So who are these guys down in Washington that are claiming that the Patriots were willing to give up a first-round draft pick?
Wait, these guys?
Yeah, the guys in...
some radio show?
Media guys, right.
Chris Cooley?
Was it Chris Cooley?
No, I have no idea.
It was Kevin Sheehan.
Kevin Sheehan. Who's Kevin Sheehan?
He's a reporter for the Team 980, the morning show out there in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and he claims that the Patriots were willing to offer their 2020 first-round pick for Trent Williams.
I have learned that the Patriots were willing to offer their 2020 first-round pick to the Redskins for Trent Williams, but they were told by the Redskins that it wasn't enough. That's it. That's the news. I've learned that the Patriots were willing to offer their 2020 first-rounder for Trent Williams, but were told by the Redskins that it wasn't enough.
You know what that sounds like? Sounds like me talking about hockey. It's like, this guy, he's like, yeah, he's an insider. All I was waiting for, but the deal was Dunsky.
I don't buy it.
Dunsky
somebody else
is not a reporting term.
Somebody else had this report out of Washington as well. So there were two
Why
different
sources.
Like some guy in
wait, what know, part
NBC,
of this do you not believe?
Sports TV. What I don't believe?
Because Ian Rappaport says.
It makes no sense.
Because Ian Rappaport says, from what I understand, this is false.
I think he's right.
Unequivocally not true.
Yep.
Was the precise wording, so carry on.
I think he's right.
But what team, right? Would turn down a first round pick for a disgruntled offensive lineman.
Correct. That's not going to play. That has a hair across his ass right now for the organization because they screwed him up medically. He's a seasoned veteran, 32, right? Look at the age, 32 years of age.
Right.
So you're Bill Belichick. You're going to give up a first-round draft pick next year, a guy that could possibly play in the organization for 9 to 10 years, for a guy that's 32 that, oh, by the way, he's 31. Yeah, he's had injury problems over the last few years. And, oh, yeah, it's going to cost because his cap number is $14.5 million. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean,
how does that make it?
Antonio Brown went to the Oakland Raiders for what, second-round pick? Or was it a first-round pick? What did the Raiders give up to Pittsburgh?
It was a second round pick.
And you're talking about arguably, you know, one of the best wide receivers in the game who's, you know, close in age to this lineman and is an all pro, is a Pro Bowler. There's no way the Washington Redskins would turn down.
So you know what this
pick.
Is? And it's pretty obvious. It's coming from a radio and TV guy in Washington. Somebody in the Redskins is throwing that out there. And you know why they're throwing that out there? Because they want to create a market for it.
So they picked the wrong team, though. That's pretty stupid.
Yes. Well, but hold on. It's a team of need. Team of need. And my guess is, here's my guess. My guess is the Patriots absolutely were in on Trent Williams. You go back 2 weeks before Isaiah Wynn got an opportunity to play and you found out that he was healthy. 2 weeks ago, you're looking at it saying, oh, my God, what are you going to do? Who's the guy, skipper guy, whatever that kid mm-hmm. was, the big, huge, gigantic guy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where you are at left tackle. Of course, I guarantee you that Nick Caserio picked up the phone and talked to Washington about Trent Williams. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Seasoned veteran.
But doesn't it come off as like, if you're the Redskins, isn't that kind of like, why would you want to leak that? Wouldn't you rather leak like, well, they offered us a second round pick and we turned it down? Like, the league is smart enough to know that there's no way a team is going to turn down a first round pick. So creating buzz that way, do they believe there's a team out there that's that stupid that's going to go, oh, my God, the Patriots offered this guy a first-round pick, they turned it down? The only way we get Trent Brown is we offer him 2 first-round
picks. Yeah,
but I'm
telling you, the way it normally works is that my guess is that somebody within the organization talked to these two radio guys, unless they're totally making it up, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make an awful lot of sense if you keep on making stuff up. Eventually, people are going to figure it out. So my guess is that somebody probably threw it their way. Oh, yeah, you would be shocked. You know, we were off in a first-round draft.
Yeah, but if you pretty good team, know how the Patriots work,
you know they would never do this. They would never.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
None.
And they obviously don't. And the guy, whoever this guy is, the morning show guy, whatever his name is, he obviously doesn't know.
So the team, 980.
The team. Oh, the team?
Kevin Sheehan.
Where's the team?
Oh, Kevin Sheehan.
Kevin Sheehan. Sounds like an incredible, you know, legitimate.
980, the team.
That's the news. He's got a good radio voice.
I remember we used to be on AM radio.
Oh, yeah. That's where it all started.
Dark days.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we went to FM. We were finally legitimate.
Hey, you want to talk to an attorney? Let's talk to an attorney.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to an attorney. Chris is an attorney down in Rhode Island. Wants to,
different rules down there in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. We're not talking New Hampshire.
So, counselor, if you were representing Patrick Chung, how would you handle this?
Hey, guys, regular listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I would do as an attorney, I would say, hey, Pat, let's go down, let's get a drug test, you're clean, boom, done. Or, hey, Pat, when was the last time the NHL drug tested you? Now, if you got bookends, you got a clean test before, clean test after, hey, it's not my stuff. On to the next point, you know?
That's it, huh? And then you guys go grab a beer and you go your separate ways.
And then he's got to pay you $500 for the hour.
How much per hour is you? I'm assuming $2.95.
But here's another point. You could do it privately, too. You could take Pat on the side privately, go have a test. If it's positive, you don't have to volunteer that.
Correct.
That's an admission. That's a Fifth Amendment protected situation. But to me, I just can't see, Pat being that kind of cat. Secondly, if I don't know what the police protocol was, but if lights and sirens were on, someone's in their party and they're gone, but if they come in with no lights and sirens but no one's in the house, there's still a situation where, hey, it's not mine, you know. Sorry, I'm out of context. I was listening in the car earlier, but I had to get back to work.
All right, Chris, we appreciate it. Get back to work.
Pat could have just called me up, and I could have did it for way cheaper than that. Listen, don't say anything. You don't need to take no drug test. Coke's only going to stay in your system for a couple of days, so you're good to go. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just
East Boston education.
No, I mean,
right,
but that
there
would be anybody.
It's real
right?
life information.
Well,
there.
It's like, listen,
and it's free.
Right, it's real life and it's free. Hey, I wasn't there. I have no idea. There's been people coming in and out of my house all day long.
I'm telling you, we laughed over the years at Chris Carter. The more and more that stuff happens in life, Chris Carter's right on.
Yeah.
You just need to know who's going to be the fall guy.
Exactly. That's what you need.
But here's the thing, Chris. You just can't tell a bunch of rookies. You tell them, you pull the ones you really like, say, listen, I'm only giving this advice to you because
right.
I like you. I think
right.
you're going to be really good. And I can
and you
tell.
You might need one of these.
Yes, you're going to need one of these because I've seen you during the breaks. You're wild.
You're right.
So you're going to need a fall
right.
guy.
Right.
So none of them are on this team, right? You got to find the second
right.
string guy.
Right. And then when you get that fall guy, make sure he has a record because you don't want somebody cracking under pressure.
Yeah.
All right, we got Brian back in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I got cut off. I'm in New Hampshire, called the Moose.
You got it.
No, but what I wanted to say is that, this area has been hit hard with drugs, so the police aren't – this isn't something that the police are just going to throw away. I think they're actually going to make an example out of Patrick Chung.
Well, that would be
– yeah,
but
how?
Hold on. But, I mean, okay, so
– because he's a celebrity, and they'll get tons of publicity out of this, and they have a real drug problem up there, and this is the way of doing it. He might be onto something here. It's unfair.
Absolutely.
Totally unfair.
Say, go
totally
look at
unfair.
The Jupiter police down there with the whole craft situation.
They made an example of him.
Your point, like, learn that this is – you're not just dealing with some guy who's just going to give in to every demand. They're going to fight it. They're going to have they have money. They have high-priced attorneys that are going to give them the great advice and to some little, Mayberry sheriff who's going to try and, like, you know, stick it to him is going to lose.
Right, but the problem with that theory is...
What do you mean,
Sheriff? You know, you spend time up there.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah,
right.
They do now.
I stay in the woods.
They do now.
I don't know.
He's plugged into the streets, but the only... Yeah. The problem
streets
with,
of Laconia.
The problem with that is, though, there's no big fish, right? They're big fish in Jupiter.
Chunk's a big fish.
No. Their big fish in Jupiter, Florida was the human drug trafficking, right? That was their, technically, their big fish. We're trying to get to the person.
Well, drugs are the big thing here.
No, but there's not enough with Patrick Chung, right? He only had a little bit in his possession that in the possession of his house that somebody was using it for them. It's not like they found enough to say, okay, we need to start digging because... There was intent to sell. Where is he getting this from? Who's his distributor? Who's supplying him with this?
Well, we don't know any of that stuff yet, Wiggy. The only thing I think we know is that if it were a larger amount,
yeah,
then they would attach, you know.
Right, but then they would start trying to maybe say, let's make an example out of Patrick Chung, because with the larger amount, that now gives us an opportunity. Maybe he'll roll over on the person he gets this is getting it from, right? He's going to say, oh, this is my supply. I'm giving you up. His name's Christian. He's big around here in Meredith. Right. You know, I'm the one that got it from him.
Oh, yeah, he's screwed now.
Listen, I roll into Meredith. People know the party's coming with them.
I know. They know where to get the moose and the bear.
By the way, talking about a party, do you think it's reflective of us that the company, and a company doesn't roll out a lot of money for big parties, they're doing a big barbecue in the parking lot. First of all, none of us could find parking spots. I don't know about you guys. I'm parked a mile and a half away. Mm-hmm. All right?
I parked on the sidewalk right upstairs.
Toe Zone. Did you see Toe Zone?
Yeah. You know what it is?
So
I thought I was going to get towed. I thought there was a fear of that, so I took my Jimmy Fund WEI radio telethon book that we got.
And put it on the dashboard
with my name. Yes. So
I helped the kids.
There's a bunch of cars
don't
up there, so they'd have to tow everybody.
So they're doing a big barbecue in the parking lot in the back. And notice what time they schedule it. 2 to 6.
Well, you know.
2 to 6. So all of these other freeloaders, these people are getting free food. That's all they care about because the company doesn't give us an awful lot here. So they're getting free food right now.
So we should go to 6. We have no free
food. We have no free food. We're going to have to send. Tyler out for.
I'm going to go right now.
You can't.
Why?
Because you only have like 4 minutes and a break.
Have you seen how fast I can run?
Have you seen how long the line?
Yeah, we have.
What are you going to be, the a-hole? Your company a-hole cutting in line?
Yeah.
Have you seen how long the line is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes. He's got a hot dog.
It doesn't take, 30 seconds to get a hot dog?
Hey, doesn't on-air talent kind of get like a golden ticket pass? Yeah,
it's like fast pass at Disneyland.
Hey, Lovell, we're doing a live show.
Do you have your Super Bowl ring?
No,
that would work. Both of you wear your Super Bowl ring.
I got a Red Sox ring.
You ever see one of these sales call rings? You ever see one of these sales weasels drop to their knees when they see one of those rings?
You make an anonymous call.
Cut the line.
They got some moose and some bear out here in the park.
We got to figure a way of getting some food. Tyler, got a job for you, buddy. We got a job for you. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next.